Generally, it causes harm in two different scenarios. And one scenario is when there is a sudden, very high level of carbon monoxide appears in the air that a person is breathing in their house. And this can rapidly lead to unconsciousness and, if the person isn't rescued, lead on to death in a very short period of time. The other scenario appears when the carbon monoxide appears in the air in the house at a low level, higher than it's supposed to be, and at a level which can cause harm, but that doesn't cause immediate death. And in that scenario, the carbon monoxide leads to very non-specific symptoms. And so a person might notice some headache or lethargy or fatigue. These are symptoms, obviously, that can be caused by lots of different conditions. And so in that context, it can be difficult for a person to pinpoint carbon monoxide as the cause of their symptoms. This is one of the reasons why we have a lot of advice about installing carbon monoxide alarms in the house and maintaining boilers and heating devices safe.